The US Report with Bob Tarlow.
Well, he's been a great addition to the program this year. Bob Tarlow, a Merry Christmas too, and thanks for everything you've done for us this year.
Thanks for saying that, Steve, and good morning. This is a Hollywood mega sale, one that would have been unimaginable just a couple of months ago. The Walt Disney Company made the speculation official this morning, announcing it's buying much of Rupert Murdoch's 21st Century Fox movie and television production business. This is one of the largest media mergers ever. The deal, worth $60 billion, including debt, and includes the Fox film and television studios, cable networks such as FX, and international assets like Star and Sky. However, the 28 Fox-owned TV stations here, the broadcast network Fox Sports, including FS1 and its regional cable channels, and the Fox News and Business channels are not part of the deal. They will be spun into a newly listed company, apparently to be called New Fox, that will be offered to shareholders. At the White House, Press Secretary Sarah Sanders was asked for President Trump's reaction.
The president spoke with Rupert Murdoch earlier today, congratulated him on the deal. To use one of the president's favorite words, that this could be a great thing for jobs.
And yet entertainment business analysts predict substantial job cuts, especially the 21st Century Fox studio here in Los Angeles, which, Steve, employs 3,200 people.
When many are running away from such assets, why is Disney in such a rush to get them?
Well, Disney's interest, Steve, lies in bulking up on assets that will help it compete in the rapidly changing media industry. In addition, it's interested in Fox franchises such as Marvel's X-Men series and James Cameron's Avatar.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are not in Kansas anymore. You are on Pandora. We have an indigenous population called the Na'vi. They are very hard to kill.
Now, Disney could exploit both Avatar and X-Men across its theme parks and other divisions. There had been speculation that James Murdoch would head the combined Disney-Fox operation, but this morning's deal announcement confirms that Bob Iger, the current Disney CEO, will lead the combined entity at least through 2021. And Steve, as for executive Fox chairman Rupert Murdoch, now 86, it's been known for some time that he'd been looking to break up the empire he built if he and his family could get the right price.
Yeah, indeed. Well, it's a lot of money, isn't it? Bob, thank you again, mate. Have a great break.